Welcome to episode 1358 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. God gave the Sabbath commandment twice in Scripture. The first time, in Exodus, is anchored in creation, to the fact God created all things and rested on the seventh day. The second time, in Deuteronomy, is for a different reason.
Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
God does not say, "Observe the Sabbath because I rested." God says, "Observe the Sabbath because you were enslaved, and I freed you." The Sabbath is not just a day of rest. It is a weekly reenactment of liberation. The Sabbath is how you remember, viscerally and bodily, what it means to be free. In Egypt, Israelites were slaves with no control of their time. Every hour belonged to Pharaoh. Every moment was demanded for production. They woke when forced to wake. They worked when forced to work. They rested only when their masters allowed it. Slaves exist to serve the purposes of another. Their value is measured by their productivity, what they produce, how much they produce, how long they keep producing. This is why Pharaoh would not let the Israelites rest. Even as plagues rained down, he demanded more work, because rest threatened Pharaoh's power. Rest would give the people time to think, would remind them they were human, not machines. Rest would weaken Pharaoh's control. When God delivered Israel, he did not just free them from physical bondage. He freed them from the slavery of constant production. He redeemed their time. And to cement this freedom, to make it real and recurring, God gave the Sabbath. One day each week when no work is permitted, you cannot be forced to produce. Your value is not measured by output. When you simply rest and remember, "I am free." The contrast between Pharaoh and God reveals two fundamentally different visions of what humans are and what we are for. Pharaoh sees humans as machines, existing to produce. Value determined by output. A machine should work constantly. It should not rest. It has no intrinsic worth, only instrumental worth. The only question that matters is, what can you produce for me? God sees humans as beloved, made in God's image. Our worth is intrinsic, not based on production. We need rest, not because we are weak, but because we are designed with rhythms, made for relationship, communion, for being known and loved. What's most pressing is not, what can you produce? But, who are you? Whose are you? How are you flourishing? Pharaoh demands constant work because production is the only language he speaks. God commands the Sabbath because love is the only language he speaks. Love says, "Stop, rest. You are worth more than what you produce. You matter to me not because of your output, but because of who you are." When you observe Sabbath, you are declaring, "I am not a machine. My value is not determined by my productivity. I am a human being, made in the image of God, and I deserve rest." This is radical in our modern world. Our culture celebrates workaholics. We glorify the entrepreneur who sacrifices sleep for success. We admire the parent who works two jobs while raising kids. We praise the employee who answers emails at midnight and comes in on weekends. We have taken Pharaoh's vision of humanity and baptized it with Christian language. We call it dedication, commitment, the Protestant work ethic. But what is the cost of this constant work? Sleep deprivation leads to cognitive decline, emotional dysregulation, increased susceptibility to disease. Chronic stress without rest leads to burnout, breakdown, physical and mental collapse. Hospitals are full of people whose bodies refuse to keep up with the demands they placed on themselves. But there is another cost, less measured, equally real. The cost to your soul, to your relationships, to your sense of meaning and purpose. When you work constantly, you lose track of why you are working. You lose connection with people you love. You lose the capacity to simply be, simply exist, simply rest in God's presence. You become enslaved, not by a taskmaster with a whip, but by your own ambition, fear, a false belief that your worth is determined by what you produce. The Sabbath breaks this spell. It says, "You are a human being, worthy of rest." In the wilderness, God provided manna, bread from heaven that appeared each morning, but with one condition.
6 days you are to gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any.
This was a test. This was a test of whether the people would trust God. On the sixth day, God provided twice as much manna, a enough for the sixth and seventh days. But the people had to have enough faith to gather it, gather extra without hoarding, and to trust that what they gathered would sustain them through the day of rest. And inevitably, some people did not trust. Some people went out on the seventh day, looking for manna anyway. Some people hoarded beyond what was needed, fearing there would not be enough. Some people could not believe that one day without work would not result in starvation. This reveals something profound. The Sabbath is not just about rest. It is about trust. The Sabbath exposes where we do not trust God to provide. At the heart of the drive to work constantly is anxiety. It is fear there will not be enough, that if you stop working, if you pause for even a day, you might lose something. It is the belief you alone are responsible for your provision, and if you relax your vigilance for even a moment, disaster will strike. This is the slavery modern culture produces. Not slavery to an external master, but slavery to fear. To the belief you must always be producing, always be earning, always be accumulating, or you will not survive. The Sabbath directly confronts this fear. The Sabbath says, trust, stop working, rest, and discover you do not starve. Discover the world does not collapse without your constant effort. Discover God is faithful. Discover you can let go. This is why hoarding is so dangerous. When you hoard, when you accumulate far more than you need, when you try to store up security through possessions, you are declaring you do not trust God to provide. You are living as though God cannot be relied upon. You are operating from fear. But when you trust the Sabbath, when you gather what you need for the week, trusting it will be enough, you are training yourself in faith, learning, through your body and your time, God is trustworthy. The Sabbath is a practice of freedom. Every seventh day, you practice saying no. Every seventh day, you practice trusting the world will not fall apart without your effort. Every seventh day, you practice remembering who you are beyond your productivity. And in practicing this weekly, you train yourself for a different way of being. Train yourself to trust. Train yourself to value rest. Train yourself to believe that you are worth more than what you produce. This is not lazy, not selfish, not irresponsible. This is an act of resistance against a system that wants to consume you entirely, an act of faith in a God who created you for more than just work. When you keep the Sabbath, you are declaring, I refuse to be enslaved, refuse to measure my worth by my output, refuse to believe I must work constantly to survive or to matter. I believe I am made in God's image, that God is faithful, that I deserve rest. And in making this declaration once a week, you begin to live differently the other 6 days. You begin to work from a place of freedom rather than fear. You begin to produce from a place of joy rather than anxiety. You begin to live as though you actually believe you are worthy of rest, that God is trustworthy. You are more than your productivity. Where in your life have you become enslaved to production? Where do you hoard instead of trust? What anxiety drives your constant work? This week, observe the Sabbath as an act of faith. Do no work. Resist the urge to check your email or answer your phone. Resist the anxiety that whispers, if you don't work today, everything will fall apart. Instead, practice gathering just enough manna for the week and trusting it will sustain you. Practice saying no to work. Practice resting. Practice trusting God is faithful. Notice what happens when you stop working. Notice what anxiety surfaces. Notice what shifts when you actually rest. God freed Israel from slavery in Egypt. And God commands you to remember that freedom every week through the Sabbath. Not in some distant, spiritual way, but in your body, in your time, in your choices. When you rest on the Sabbath, you are not being lazy. You are being free. Reclaiming your time from systems that want to consume it. Declaring you will not be enslaved. Not to Pharaoh, your boss, your ambition, or your fear. You are practicing the freedom that Christ won for you. Learning to trust like the Israelites learned to trust in the wilderness. Training your body and your spirit to believe you are worthy of rest. God is faithful, and you are more than your productivity. This is what it means to be liberated. This is what freedom looks like. This is how you flourish. Father, help us remember we were made for freedom, not slavery. Help us become a people who know the difference between Pharaoh's vision of humanity and yours. Help us choose freedom. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.